Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is that place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis. Today is Wednesday, November the 17th, and today I just took a trip into the centre of town and had a bit of a look around the street scenes. Not the pretty type, just the everyday commoner garden, hustle and bustle, well, maybe not so much hustle and bustle, street scenes. Well, today was a pleasant late spring day, 8 to 27 Celsius, 46 to 80 Fahrenheit. Some clouds, some storm cell looking clouds, but it didn't even get close to eventuating a storm, that is. Well, today's trip into town, I had set myself a theme of street scenes, but I decided that I would just include all the power poles and power lines and street poles and paraphernalia that usually goes with the street scenes. I really much prefer to hide those things. I'm usually concentrating on something else, the building or a window, a person. But today, for the purpose of the everyday street scenes, I decided to make the most of it and cram them all in there. So on the website, the photographs aren't individually captioned because there's not really much to say or to differentiate one from the other. They're just scenes around a half a block. And the first one is a couple of shops, an outdoors shop and an electrical equipment, white goods shop. So I'm standing across the street from them, cars passing between me and them, and those various poles and cables that I mentioned. There's also one of the cathedral spires in the background, left of centre. Some clouds in the background too, just illustrating the point about the few clouds in the sky. There's even less of them in the second picture, which is of a church hall. Again, I'm standing across the street and have the power pole and lines framing the entrance to the church hall. Plenty of sunshine, plenty of contrast. I tend to flatten out the range, the dynamic range of the photographs. I'm not sure if this is a good or bad thing. It tends to make the image a bit flat, a bit bland. I try not to overdo it, but I really try and dull down the bright highlights and bring up the detail in the shadows. Third photograph, a wide-angle shot from one of the street junctions, looking diagonally across the street to a corner setup. It used to be a lawnmower and chainsaw sale and maintenance shop, but it's empty nowadays. On the extreme left is a gallery. It used to be a fruit and vegetable shop. No vehicles. I just happened to catch it without any vehicles passing by. So it looks like the scene is actually very quiet and deserted. But that's just the moment at which I took the photograph. More power lines, more power poles. And a pedestrian crossing sign on the right-hand side to frame the image. The next photograph, the fourth one, just a scene looking down along the pavement, and the blue, almost blue brick building on the right hand side. It's a lot of buildings in Armidale are built from that sort of brick, not exactly that color, but similar, a bit more blue. And in the middle ground, a pink painted corner store and restaurant. And right in the background up the hill, some houses. and again the power lines into the building on the right-hand side of the picture. The left-hand side is framed by street-side trees. Next photograph, a long view of the same street, looking down the street. At the end of the road is the creek, and the road actually continues, but not for vehicular access, across the creek and up the hill, disappearing over the hill on the other side. Lots of parkland on the other side of the creek. Gives the impression that the countryside begins there, but there are more houses and schools on the other side of that hill. And finally, having walked around the block, I come to another church hall. This one's the Cathedral Hall. And yes, more power lines, power pole. Many Australian towns, small towns, still have above ground power lines. It's pretty expensive in this day and age to put them all underground. The main street has underground power, but pretty much everywhere else has overground power. So it looks very cluttered, a bit messy, in my opinion, but I understand that it would be very expensive to do otherwise these days. So there we have a quick trip around half a block, the unpretty side of town. It's not quite an eyesore. It is the raw, true small country town in all its glory, albeit looking more quiet than it really was. Well, that's look and see for today, Wednesday, November the 17th. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for stopping by. Please do so again when you get another minute. Until then, bye for now.